Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, January 5th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stove.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the significance of the visit by President Emmerson Mnangagwa to the Harare residence of his rival and opposition leader, Morgan Tsvangirai, who is battling cancer.
To join the show, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the surprise visit by President Emmerson Mnangagwa to the residence of Mr. Tsvangirai.
The visit came as Zimbabwe's political parties prepare to begin campaigning for elections due to be held later this year. The president was accompanied by one of his deputies, retired General Constantino Chiwenga. Tsvangirai was flanked by one of his vice presidents, Nelson Chamisa, and other party officials.
With looming elections, opinions are varied on the meaning of Mr. Mnangagwa's visit. Some are saying this is what Zimbabwe wants because for years it has been affected by polarization, especially in terms of politics. But others are saying this is a publicity stunt by the president.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. And please note that we are live streaming this show on VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona Facebook accounts. So follow us right now, and you're going to be contributing a lot there. And wherever you wish, you can send us your number so that we can call you back. Kunjani
foi. Ah, mina ngiyaphila kunjani.
Ngiyaphila kakhulu kuti.
Ah, mina ngu right. Nasi tilau tinge titarisa Gibbs nezve kushanya kwaita mutungamiri wenyika va Emmerson Mnangagwa. Kumba kwaba Morgan Tsvangirai vanhu vayo mutungamiri webato rinopikisa re MDC. Of course it's also important to note that soon after this visit, Mr. Tsvangirai flew to South Africa for what his spokesperson says is a routine medical checkup. Vasimuka vaTsvangirai mushure mekupedza musangano wena vaMnangagwa vakananga ku South Africa kwavari kurapwa chirwere chegomarara. Vakazivisa makore maviri apfuura kuti vane chirwere chegomarara chavari kurapwa. Asi vanhu vakawanda vari kutaura zvinoreva kushanya kwaita vaMnangagwa. Zvinoreva here kuti vanga vaenda kunoona vaTsvangirai mune zvakanaka, kana kuti vari kuzviitirawo kuti zvinge zvichiitwa sekunge sezvo nyika yatarisana nesarudzo vamwe vari kuti pamwe ndezvematongerwo enyika kuti vanhu vange vachiona kuti apada vakasiyana nezvaitwa navaMugabe vaiva ivo mutungamiri wenyika. Gibbs.
Yeah, kunjalo Blessing. Sizvireke namhlanje kuti umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa wethekelele umnumzana uTsvangirai. So kulabanye abantu bathi hayi wenze kuhle umnumzana Mnangagwa, kube khona labanye bathi hayi uhambe khona ngale wenze ti ayeveze ukuthi yena ngoyoqinileyo okwedlula ke uTsvangirai nxa sokhangelwa ngokhetho luzayo. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani sibili ukuthi libone njani udaba lolu, njalo libona njani okwamanje. So ke siyakwazi ukuthi umnumzana uTsvangirai useye kwele South Africa lapha elatshwa khona. Ulomkhuhlane wemvukuzane siyakwazi sonke wakubika lokhu emphakathini. Ngakho ke abantu lithini ngakhona oku kwetekelelwa kuka tswangirai umnumzana umnanga kwa ngizokuthola sizilo umuntu lapha econgweni silobani ke blessing.
I think we have Honorable Tabitha Kumalo, MDCT deputy spokesperson. Honorable Kumalo.
Hello, good evening. Thank you for inviting me. Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much, and compliments of the new season.
Same to you, likewise. Same to you, my dear.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs, you can fire away.
So what is the situation like? You know, we saw on various platforms that, you know, Mr. Mnangagwa visited Mr. Moken Tswangirai today. So, from your party's perspective, what is this visit all about?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, there is nothing sinister about that visit. Whenever someone is sick, someone receives visitors. And there's nothing shocking that President Mnangagwa went and saw Tswangirai. He knows that Tswangirai is the ex-prime minister of Zimbabwe, and Tswangirai is the president of the MDC, and is also the candidate for the MDC alliance. So surely it's just African nature that we visit each other when we are sick.
Mm-hmm. And some are saying maybe it was just a publicity stunt by the president.
Well, if Mnangagwa wanted to make that as a stunt so that he came from Zimbabwe, he ain't started yet. Because the issue is not about seeing Tswangirai in the state that he is in when he's sick. The issue is about turning around the livelihood of Zimbabwe. We are saying serious corruption, $15 billion is missing. Where is the president had the audacity to tell the world that is giving the people that stole the resources of Zimbabwe 3 months notice, waiver, for them to bring in the money? Whereas when everybody steals in this country, they are held to a court of law and to jail. So that's no president. What we are saying is let's deal with the issues that are affecting Zimbabwe. And the President Tswangirai being sick, we are all sick. The only difference is that President Tswangirai's illness, you can see it. The difference is the degree of illness between ourselves. Everything is sick. So if he's using that as a stance to gain money, he's made a very big mistake. And Zimbabweans, if you're thinking Mnangagwa's stance means that he's a good man, no, he's not. If he is a good man, we should be seeing some changes by now. In every country, when a legitimate election takes place, everything skyrockets and things change for better. But in this country, instead of Mnangagwa coming, everything must die. So his business of wasting time playing around trying to show people that he's a good man is not working for us. Our kids are suffering, they need jobs.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Honorable Kumalo. Please do stay on the line. And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the significance of today's visit by President Emmerson Mnangagwa to the home of former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, the leader of the opposition movement for democratic change, who is battling cancer. Gibbs.
We've got some people who are sending messages on Facebook and WhatsApp and, you know, all those different platforms. Mtholeli Nelson Ngancube writes, people should not be carried away. This is just politics. Mr. Mnangagwa wants to appear to be a good man. Who is a good leader and all those kind of good things? He's just putting the last nail on Mr. Tswangirai's coffin in terms of politics. And then Rupen Ndlovu writes, who doesn't want to actually appear like a very good man? So that's exactly what Mr. Mnangagwa is actually doing. And Mhlomleli Nelson Kancube adds that the visit is not genuine. The motive is not about to sympathize with Mr. Tswangirai, but to put him down. Remember, it is in the best interest of ZANU-PF for him to be the MDC president in that state. For people to see the MDC president in that state, we cannot be fooled. If he is really a genuine leader, we all know where he should start apologizing. That is Matebelele. Then Thompson Ngamlilo writes, the day he visits survivors of Kukurahundi, I'll take him seriously. What he did today is a public relations stunt meant to sanitize his image. Then soon, Dax says he's just trying to win votes. People think that he has changed. This guy is still a crocodile and not a cat. He will never change. So those are the opinions of the people.
Interesting.
Mm, very interesting.
And of course, we have a video footage for those following us on our Facebook page live. The page is Shona English and Ndebele. Let's take a listen.
But how is Mr. Tangira?
He's fine. Mm-hmm. He's cooperating very well.
Yes.
And he says he will soon again going back to another medical checkups in South Africa.
Okay. So going forward, do you see any prospects of a GNU going forward?
That's because
people, some are lobbying for it.
You are allowed to lobby. We're a democratic country. People can lobby for anything.
As you are aware, President Tsvangirai has not been feeling well. So this was simply a visit to check on how he's doing. We appreciate it because it engenders and promotes a new thrust and a new direction, a progressive direction of politics of peace, politics of Africanness and the Ubuntu in terms of how we relate. So it's a very positive move in the right direction. It is our hope that this will be escalated right into the elections and also cascaded down to the communities, to the villages, to the urban areas, so that people don't fight. When the leaders are able to converse and interact and socialize, why should people not also do the same at various communities?
Of course, first you heard from President Emmerson Mnangagwa talking about Mr. Tsvangirai's health there, and also from Mr. Nelson Chamisa, one of the vice presidents in the opposition MDC. Manzwa vamunangagwa achitaura kuti ivo vane chivimbo chekuti vatsvangirai vanenge vonzwa zviri nani mune ramangwana, vachitiwo ivo havanange vaenda kuti vanotaura nyaya dzekuti paumbwe hurumende yemubatanidzwa kana kuti government of national unity, vanga vangoenda kunoona vatsvangirai nekuti vari kusimbirwa nemwiri. Mukazonzwawo zvakare vachamisa vachiti izvi ndo zvakanaka kuti vatungamiri vanoonekwa vachiyanana, asi vachiti zvinofanirawo kuenda kune vanhu kumamisha uko kwete kuti vatungamiri vanenge vachiwirirana pasa apa iri bata murefu bata mupfupi tsvimbo mugodzi.
Ye kunjalo ke simboneleke umongameli ekhuluma Blessing bekhuluma ngokuti okusobala ikuti umongameli umnumzana uTsvangirai uyagula njalo kumele ayekwelatshwa. Iphinda ukukhuluma futhi ngegovernment of national unity sithi kambe abantu bathini ngayo, kodwa ukuthi hayi bengakhulumi ngakhonoko. Sizo njalo uChamisa ekhuluma sibele sithi kuyajabulisa kakhulu ukuthi kubonakale abantu bekhulumisana ikakhulu inkokheli. Uthi akuqhubeka kunjalo, nxa ungaqhubeka lengesikhathi sizokhetha kunjalo kuyabe kulungile kakhulu. So mbonazani kumbe sisilomunye ubaba esila ecingweni singamsilobani foto.
Tine mumwe mutereri here parunare.
Iye kutwa silo babo Volta.
Volta.
Iye Volta.
Makadi mukoma Volta.
Kukhuluma ngesiNdebele. Baba Volta kunjani?
Baba
Nkomo. Oh, Nkomo, kunjani baba Nkomo?
Ngiyaphila baba.
Yee, Nkomo ibizo ngubani?
Mina ngimhloniphani baba, ngihloniphani Nkomo baba.
Yebo baba, so uthini ngodaba lolu olokwethekelelwa kuka Mnumzana uTsvangirai ngumongameli uMnangagwa?
Ya, mina baba ngendlela engibona ngakhona kuyinto enhle kakhulu ekuthini ukuba kuTsvangirai isima kusona baba, njengoba impilo yakhe ingathi ephatheke kabi nje kuyinto enhle kakhulu eyenziwe ngubaba uMnangagwa ukuthi amvakashele. Lokhu kubonisa ubuntu nokuthi ma singabantu siphila kanjani, kufanele sikhumbulane noma omunye sengathi uphathekile baba.
So ke ulamazwi ongawe wethulele uMnumzana uTsvangirai lo Mnumzana uMnangagwa.
Esingakusho thina, engakusho nami ngiyinkomo kakhulu nje ukubambisana ma sesihlangane nobunzima singahlukana ngokwamapolitiki ukuthi omunye ukuliphi ibandla, omunye ukuliphi ibandla, kodwa ma sesibhekele njengempilo kakhulu baba, kuyadinga ukuthi impilo sikwazi ukubambisana sincedisane lapho lami engabe ngikhona ukuncedisa ngakhona. Uright kakhulu ubaba uMnangagwa lokhu akwenzileyo ukuthi amvakashele ubaba uTsvangirai ngale amnikeze lolu sizo ngempilo yakhe, mhlawumbe singambona naye selulamile sephilile baba komunye umnyaka.
Ye kulabanye njalo abathi uhambo luka umnumzana uMnangagwa belungani ukukhankasela ukhetho wena uthini ngakhona?
Ya, kona kungaba njalo baba ukuthi kungaba sekulokukhankasela ukhetho, kodwa singazi njalo ama-politician baba adlala imesi yawo lapha. Kodwa hayi ngingazi njalo baba, kodwa mina bengibhekele kakhulu ngendlela ngithema ngibheka lapha kuma internet ngabona ukuthi hawu bevakashelwe ngumnankagwa, ngibona ney'thombe zakhona. Kodwa kona hhayi kuyinto enhle leyana ukuthi amvakashele. Sokungenzeka baba ukuthi mhlawumbe seyenzele ukhetha ukuthi abe seyajonta-ke ama-supporters wakhe ubaba uTsvangirai.
Hawu boni-ke, siyabonga kakhulu baba Nkomo, ube nempela viki enhle.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu nami msakazi.
Yeah, that is Mr. Hloniphani Nkomo. He's saying that it is a good thing that Mr. Mnangagwa actually visited Mr. Tsvangirai. So he says that is the spirit of Ubuntu. Mm-hmm. You know, the spirit of Ubuntu is just defined as that spirit which is within you and me and makes us to be a people. So he says, good thing. And yes, Mr. Mnangagwa could be campaigning, but he doesn't know how far it can go. Because he says politicians have got their own kind of mathematical calculations. They're out of the norm. They're not like me and you doing algebra and some stuff. So they've got their own ways of doing things. So maybe he says Mr. Tsvangirai may feel a bit better after that kind of visit, but he says that's not a godly kind of intervention that can come from him. So he says, well, let's see what happens.
Yeah. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. We are talking about the visit today of President Emmerson Mnangagwa to the residence of his rival and main opposition leader, Morgan Tsvangirai. We have some comments here. Chamnurwa Chiyangwa on our VOA show on our Facebook page. Arguti, phone please, I will try to call you. Then we have Rodriguez Chieteni also wants us to call him. Thank you so much. Austin Mapfumo wants us to call him. Kudzai Murimba Sem. Kudzai says I'm in Mutoko. Thank you so much. We have Clive Lungile watching in Buera. Noah Chikua watching from Port Elizabeth. Thank you so much. Chamunurwa Chiyangwa Arguti Taisa number for a long time. Why are you not calling us? The phones sometimes are a bit problematic. Please bear with us, but please keep trying. Mutangi Katio, watching from Headfield. And then we have Rupanga John, watching from Man, Botswana. And Banda Charles in Cape Town. Terry Gans Mdavan, watching from Botswana. Then we have Skonzile Ndebele, watching from Johannesburg. And Ruth Mutau, watching from Gaborone, Botswana. I will continue to read some of those messages. Asitombodzoka kwamuri, Honorable Khumalo, muchiripo parunare?
Ndiripo.
Nyika yatarisana nesarudzo, tiri kuona vatungamiri vachisangana kudai, vachiita sekunge vanowirirana. Asi pasa apa kana sarudzo dzatanga vanhu vachitsvaga rutsigiro, panenge paine kuyanana kwakadai kana kuti vanhu vanenge vatanga nyaya dzemhirizhonga?
Dambudziko ratinaro nderokuti vatungamiriri kana vachiita zvinhu vanoitira kuti imi muri kunze mupinde kuti zvinhu zvese zviri right. Ngatidzokere mashure. Vamunangagwa vakauya kubhekwa ikonoko. Vana vevana vakaura vari vabereki vakaura negukura hundi vakaenda pagungwano raramunangagwa. Vakasimudza mapepa kuti vakati vari kuurayira vabereki, hatina mapepa, hatina chinhu. Vakasungwa vana ava, vakarohwa zvepandorokwati. Saka kana Mnangagwa ari purezidendi wemuzvokwadi kuti ari kumirira vana vemuZimbabwe, ndine dambudziko ipapo. Tikatarisa futi kubva kwakaita Mugabe, vana vemuZimbabwe vakabuda vaya vangavanga vakasangana veMDC veZanu vasina mapato vanoteedzera varungu vakaradhi chinu, hazvirevi kuti vana ivavo vanga vachitenda vaMnangagwa. Bodo vaifara kuti tazochinja 37 years down the line. Saka kana ari munhu ari muzvokwadi kuti akauyananisa vana vemuZimbabwe, dai asina kurova vana vedu muduwai, nekuti vakabva vakamudza kuti imhondi akatiuraya kugiraundi. And hazvisi nhema, because muzvo 23 March 1983 vaMnangagwa vanga vari kuVictoria Falls pachinotimba stadium vachiti ivo bukura hundi, masocha ebukura hundi ayo 50 brigade, EDDT manjere makokorochi. Saka tinoda isusu mutungamiri anoita zvinhu zvinofadza vanhu vese, kwete kuti azvifadze iye. Ndosaka ndati kana ngaga afunga kuti kuenda kunoona president wedu vatsvangirai kuratidza ruzhinji mamiriro ezvinhu izviri kuitika kuna mapatsitee, tinomubvira ichamubatsira kuti awine sarudzo. Warashika kosarudzo racho ambori wina because vanhu vachiri kutambura pasha.
Thank you so much, Honorable. Of course, when we are talking about data, there are always allegations until the court decides. So he's alleged to have committed these heinous crimes, Gibbs.
Yes, we futi makuma lokona poke siyakwazi ukuthi kulabanye bathi
I point of correction, it's allegations. CCJP is akabuda mu Chronicle, which was a government newspaper. 1983.
Honorable Kumalo, you are a legislator. You know, we are not a court of law. Even if someone is guilty and you know it, you are presumed innocent until proven guilty. So we are just saying allegations in that context. Since we are not a court of law, but of course it's for the courts to decide.
Ye bezakulunga lapho ke uthi makhumalo bakhona phela bakhuluma besithi njenga isimo abasibone umnanga kwa utswangela eso sona so matha chelo munye phela atate intambo zombuso webadlalenu kambe ngoba phendula uthi nabantu kona lapho ngoba abantu abaningisibili bathi hayi kungani kungahlupha
kambe Gibbs
ye makhumalo
indaba enjalo ithukele dali yini indaba ezinjalo yiko thina sile national executive shile national council and njalo mele sazi ukuthi ubakutswangirai waphuma wachebe umphakathi wathi uma senzizwe ukuthi umzimbuzi ufala hayi ngachiya kanti samhlukuluza ekuguleni samhlukuluza ukuthi kuphuma gijima phuma usugula ekuliswa umsebenzi akadesenzela wona kambe indlela yokumkhipha ngayo yini ukuthi nanga selimbona ukuthi uyagula gahla phume ubani ongaguliyo phakathi kwethu khonapho sonke siyagula umehluko ngokuthi ukugula kwakho kuyabonakala ngamehlo yini kumbe kubona ngemtshina so asiyihlonipheni ukugula kwakhe simphathisa ayelatshwa lanxa uzehlula ntokwaso zokwehluli yiso isikhathi asesingakhuluma ngokuthi umuntu kaphumi namhla umuntu sebuhlungwini abantu sebebhizi besithi kaphumi ubulele bani.
Ye siyakuzwa makhumalo
sonke siyagula mani.
Ye ngicela ukuba
njengebandla le-MDCs lendlela okumele sizilandele ukwenzela ukuthi afuni.
Ye ngicela ukufaka ngesilungu njengamafitshane mama ukufaka ngesilungu ngakuphambanisa
ayiza baba
ngicela ukufaka ngesilungu ngoba ngakuphambanisa bokuthi gaga njengamafitshane nje.
Ah okay.
Ye
I am saying the issue of succession is given.
Kungani ucingo lwakhe so cheta kancane makhumalo ucingo lwakho usazwakali mama cheta kancane cheta sibili uyasizwa makhumalo kungani ucingo lwakhe but all what you are saying is that you know the issue of succession is conducted in a constitutional manner as per the MDCT constitution so he says you know when people are saying Tsvangirai must actually, you know, hand over power to somebody else, this has to be determined by the party itself and not maybe through such forums, you know. So he says they have to do whatever they're supposed to do.
Kaititore mterera garisa parunare, vagogode makadi.
Mufara wakuru wangu makadi.
Aiwa, tiripo zvedu, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu. Aiwa, tese, tichiti mwari atichengeta kusvika mune rimwe gore.
Izvozvo ndinoona hangu kuti zvaitwa navamunangarwa zvakanakawo kunyangwa munhu ane paanenge achiresa asi chani chinenge chaitwa nomunhu chakanaka ngatingozvipembedzavo ndinoona kuti kana vachizviita mwoyo wavo wakasununguka chaizvo kuti vada kuti zvinhu zvedu zvifambe zvakanaka vanhu zvichingoregera pane zvavanenge vachiita isi tinesitarisiravo kuti ngavachiramba vachingo inda nekuvanhu zvine chida vanhu tiitirwe sezvatakaita isiri kuno kunze kwenyika tinachida kuti tipo kudzidzira zvokuvota ngava tipo mukana uyoyo sokungosununguka kwavaita sa president kuti vanongoda kuti vanhu vese vangosununguka saka ngatipo mukana wekuti didi tivhote chiro tiri kuno.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vagogode nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Izvozvo haa zvakanaka zvavaita varadzawo kuti kunyange vachinetsana kunyange paboxing yapa vanhu vagona kunetsana vakarwana mazino akabvapa asi kana vapedza game vanotobatana vachiti hashamwari igame ndozvinoita varume.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru.
Izvozvo mova nousiku hwakanaka.
Aiwa nemiwo tinotenda zvikuru. That's Mr. Gogode, one of our listeners, is saying that, you know, what the gesture that President Mnangagwa has shown is a good one. He says, you know, there might be rivals, but when he has done good, you must also praise him.
Yes. So I think Honorable Khumalo is back on the line. Honorable Khumalo, can you hear me?
Okay. Yes.
Now,
yes,
I
was saying the gesture that was done by President Tswangirai is greatly appreciated. I am so disappointed that when somebody is so sick, we are busy fighting for his removal instead of us working with him through these trying times until he feels better. Can you imagine how you would feel, Gibbs? You are lying in the intensive care, and people are busy saying that Gibbs must leave Studio 7 because he's sick. That is un-African. That is so un-African. Let's work with him, and he gets his treatment. For example, I am also sick. So are you now saying I must step down as a member of parliament because you have discovered that I'm sick? It is so unfair. It is an African. I still want to. Let's be humans. And on moral grounds, let's give him the support that he needs. Whether he's going to live or die, so are we not? Are we all? We are all going to die. So we cannot predict him that he's so sick that he must go because he's going to die. Tsvangirai has worked for Zimbabweans for the past 17 years without any fail, putting himself on the line for every single one of us. The best that we can do for him today is to help him go through this. Whether he pulls through or he doesn't, let us be there for him. On the issue of succession, we have got a constitution that is guiding us as the MDC. And we know the way that we're supposed to do, but surely it will be an insult for us to sit and discuss about President Tsvangirai that he must go when he's sick. Because to me, it's an African, unacceptable by anybody.
Thank you very much. Yes. Thank you very much, and stay on the line. We've got a caller. Freedom, everyone. Freedom, Gujan.
Yes, Peter, how are you?
It's Peter, cool. Freedom.
I'm not sure if you're going to go to the land of the policy. You're going to go to the land. Ibindo kone lukana lubanga. Pari naso kuhigufa. Naso lukule. Ya kono lawe mwazi makena. Nika lukansi. Nyoti zena. Awe ipati na awe ipati. Kona ya kama alo. Mamude kula. Ya kono ya kuru. Pari vangu. Kaya mga inga so munda. Awe ambeze chonil. Awa ndiriza. Tuvese. Nga no amegena. Ya ne kuru ya mboni. Ya ambe chonil. Mungu kutu mundo. Wa. Asu laiz nga ambeza pila.
So ke akutsho ukuthi weland ukwenze ezompolitika lapha umnangako inombolo yakho manje inombolo yakho sikhumeka la ucingo lakho soluqhumeka ngikwazi ukuthi kuhamba njani uyangizwa kuhle kodwa
naliva nawo
ye mana kona pho ungachethi so kugqithisa kona kugqithisa ngamapichana
We have some police. ezavita abantu bamthandu rais
radio yemasona sibongile kakhulu Freedom ungathina nokusasa ba. So, yes, Freedom is saying that's the spirit of Ubuntu. I think that's the key thing today, spirit of Ubuntu. He says, perfect, you know, whatever was done by Nangakwa. It's like when a neighbor is sick, even if you're fighting, you know, at times you go there and shake his hand and, you know, try to motivate him to do some other things, you know. So, he says, good for Nangakwa, good for Tsvangirai.
I think we have our second guest, that is Mr. Nick Mangwana, who is the ZANU-PF chairperson for the UK province. Mr. Mangwana, good evening.
Good evening. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. Now, Mr. Mangwana, how significant is this visit by President Mnangagwa to the Tsvangirai residence?
The visit by President Mnangagwa is very important for Zimbabweans. For a long time, we have been polarized along political lines, even sometimes tribal lines, both at home and in the diaspora. President Mnangagwa, yeah, I've been saying President Mnangagwa for too long now. President Mnangagwa reached across the aisle, firstly, during the inauguration period, when he invited former Prime Minister Tsvangirai and gave him all the VIP treatment that he deserved. Including being saluted by the police and everything. This was showing that when he says we are ushering in a new dispensation and a new era, what he actually meant. He has been magnanimous to former President Mugabe, again, in a bid to bring the nation together. President Mnangagwa has also reached out to the West. So let's look at it this way. If he has reached out to former enemies, I'm going to use the word enemies, and former colonialists in the West, who have been at kind of war diplomatically with Zimbabwe for the last nearly 18 years, and he reached out to those, how more so to his brother, Mr. Tsvangirai, who lives about less than 5 kilometers from his office. So this is the right spirit in which if we embrace this as Zimbabweans, it means that we are going to go to our elections in about 7 or so months in a new spirit, in a spirit which says we do not need to fight. We might disagree politically, but it's not war. We are brothers. You make a choice, I make my choice. So in that sense, setting the tone for the election build-up is a very, very important gesture by the president.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mangwana. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the visit today by President Emmerson Mnangagwa to the residence of former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, who is the leader of the main opposition party. But some of us are students of history, of course. In 2009, on the 6th of March, to be exact, former President Robert Mugabe also visited then Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai after a road traffic accident that killed his wife. Mr. Mugabe and his wife, former First Lady Grace Mugabe, went to the Avenues Clinic where Tsvangirai was being treated. But of course, we also did some interviews, Gibbs, with Mr. Luke Tamborinyoka, who is Mr. Tsvangirai's spokesperson, and also a presidential spokesperson and permanent secretary in the Minister of Information, Mr. George Charamba. First, let's hear what Mr. Tamborinyoka had to say about today's visit. Let's take a listen.
The importance of this meeting is that for us, it was a good African gesture for the president to meet the former prime minister of the land who is not feeling well. So it is a good gesture in the size we are concerned. But like we said in our statement, President Tsvangirai has taken advantage of that meeting to raise pertinent issues that are affecting the people of Zimbabwe. Issues to do with the dire plight facing the ordinary Zimbabwe. Issues to do with the cash crisis that has seen even old people sleeping at bank trees. Issues to do with a free and fair election, and a proper return to legitimacy through a free, fair, and credible election. Those are some of the issues that President Tsvangirai has raised in that meeting. President Mnangagwa, who was accompanied by Vice President Chiwenda, has promised to continue with these consultations with the former Prime Minister of the land so that we open up a true and proper dispensation of consultation between the leader of the official opposition and the leader of government. We hope that President Mnangagwa was being genuine in that office and that he will stick to his promise that they will continue to meet and discuss pertinent issues affecting the country, especially as we are all concerned about a free, fair, and credible election. And we hope that this meeting will continue so that President Tsvangirai will continue to highlight and discuss with the President issues to do with the reforms that are needed to make sure that Zimbabwe can pass on a proper return to legitimacy.
But some analysts are saying it appears this was a publicity stunt by Mr. Mnangagwa.
Yeah, it could be. It could be. It could be. It could have been a publicity stunt. You can't rule that one out, that President Mnangagwa could have taken advantage of that meeting to couch himself as a different political animal from President Mugabe and to brand himself as a benevolent leader different from President Mugabe. He could have taken it as a publicity stunt. It is actually true. But what is very pertinent for some of us is that President Tsvangirai has taken advantage of that meeting to raise pertinent issues affecting the people of Zimbabwe.
Of course, that is Mr. Luke Tamborinyoka, spokesperson for Mr. Tsvangirai. Now, let's go to Mr. Charamba, permanent secretary in the Ministry of Information and President Mnangagwa's spokesperson.
Well, I think good politicians know when to wear the national colors and when to wear club colors, if I may use that metaphor. Today's visit marked the President of Zimbabwe when wearing national colors in order to relate to not just another national figure, but also a person who is actually not well disposed physically. It is an expression of compassion. It is an expression of responsibility, which the President, as a father figure of the nation, is expected to show. That basically is the significance. I know that the reflex of many people is to see it in party political terms, but I don't think that is really the impulse that drove the new president to the meeting.
But some analysts are saying, Mr. Charamba, this was more of a publicity stunt by the president.
It would be very interesting to ask those same analysts why they didn't level the same criticism to Mr. Tsvangirai when he came to attend the inauguration ceremony of the current president. Was that a publicity stunt? And if it is, well, then it's a good thing that deserves another.
Are they going to continue to engage in future, or this is just a one-off?
No. The hallmark of the new era is capacity to cross, to build bridges and cross boundaries. If the mindset of the nation is fixated with boundaries which are drawn along political lines, then the nation is in for a very rude shock. We are likely to see a recognition that we are Zimbabweans first and foremost before we are ZANU-PF, MDC, or any other party.
That there is Mr. George Charamba, presidential spokesperson. Gibbs, let's go back to our panelists.
To you first, Honorable Khumalo. Siyabona ukuthi uCharamba lapho yakhuluma ukuthi hayi phela inhliziyo enhle kumele igudle inye. Njalo lokuthi sibazwile abanye bekhuluma sibe ukuthi babona ngani lokhu yinto enhle kakhulu eyenzakeleyo. Kodwa ke nxa sesigangela sibili enzikini yankhona, ungabona ke lokhu kuthiwa yi-body language, Makhumalo. Akutshengiseli ukuthi abantu laba besebeqalisa umkhankaso wabo.
Lanxa kuyukuthi mkade befuna ukuqalisa umkhankaso wabo, asilandaba lakho kulokhu. Okuqakathekileyo lapha yikuthi thina sithi ukubuya kwakhe ube ngumuntu elandimatshelwana wakhe ongezwa kuhle ophathekileyo. But nxa ezasebenzisa khonokhu ukuthi atshengise uzulu ukuthi yena nguyo ngcono kulobaba uTsvangirai, elule thina ngoba umsebenzi ophambi kwakhe and ukhanya kancane nehlula abantu banale mabhenki. Sikhuluma kunjenje lokhu esiphiwa ama-$20 emabhenki izibhedlela kulamithi. Ungaze ungene esibhedlela unike umbheda udokotela akukhanyele, kuzamele uphume phandle uyothenga imithi. Abantu abasebenzi amaabalile obulawayo kokungumphuthu zikajunqa amasekthari wonke abobulawayo sokungena inkonzo. Ekufunakalayo kuleli lizwe yikuthi uMnangagwa kaguqule impilakahle yabantwana basezimbabwe. loko kokuthi uzahamba kuba kutsvangirai ayetengesa izulu kuti chiyanani ndisangirai yezva kuti hambani hambani laye kabuti patifi yena akagugula izinto ndichozvitembisa kwakazenzayo egcotshwa thina kasina problem nako kodwa nxa izasebenzisa ukugula kwaba kutsvangirai kube yindlela yokuti azikhankaseli yinhlamba zita abantwaneni basezimbabwe ngokuba kutsvangirai wasebenza gadalala ukuthi sifike lapho esikhona namhlanje.
Siyakuzwa kakhulu Makhumalo. So what she's saying is that if Mr. Mlangagwa is campaigning using that kind of gimmick to say he's visiting Tsvangirai, it's a big mistake for him. Because he says right now there are indications that he's not doing well in terms of business in Zimbabwe. Like he promised that he's going to improve the lives of Zimbabweans. He says there are no jobs, the factories are still closed, and definitely he needs to fulfill his promises, in which he's not doing that. So maybe you can...
Mr. Mangwana, maybe you may respond to that. She's saying that Mr. Mnangagwa is not doing well in terms of the economy.
That would not be correct. I think expecting an economy that is 16 to 20 years behind in development, both infrastructure and in terms of the whole custom and culture around it, in a period of 6 weeks, is expecting too much from anybody. It will be expecting miracles. The whole point of President Mnangagwa's incumbency is to turn around the economy, and an economy is not a fast car. Mm-hmm. It turns like a very slow locomotive, as we all know. The idea is to put in place the framework and the structure that will make the economy tick. If President Mnangagwa is to act like Deng of China, it means that he basically has to set the fundamentals right. So the Honorable Kumala is saying, she has to point out that these fundamentals are not right. But at the moment, we see that everything is going in the right direction. The fundamentals are all right. We are not expecting to be putting thousands and thousands of Zimbabweans into jobs between now and July. It's not going to happen because it takes a while for companies to start steaming up again. It takes a while for things to start happening. But as long as the direction is right, as long as we've kick-started the journey, taking the country in a new direction, taking our economy in a new direction, then we're doing the right things. And that thing that happened here today, even from an economic point of view, is a good signal that we are not going to fight. Zimbabweans are not going to use their energy fighting each other. They're going to channel their energies, reaching out to one another and building their country. That's not energy wasted. That's not generating negative energy. This is what we want. So between now and the new government, whichever government is elected, we want that spirit which President Mnangagwa started to continue, because that's what this is about. It's not going to happen. We snap our fingers and the economy starts booming. How? That's unrealistic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What is starting? Ubabu Volta. Usakungani. Baba Volta. Kunjani. Baba Volta. Uyangizwa.
Ngiyakuzwa Gibbs, kunjani?
Ngiphile kakhulu, unjani lapho khona baba?
Hayi, mina ngiyaphila.
Yes, ufisela umnyaka omutsha omuhle.
Hayi, wo sibili, hayi, ngiphilile. Wena uphilile?
Asiphile kakhulu. Nathi udaba ke ungathini baba?
Hayi, khona udaba lukaMnangagwa ukuthi ahambe kuba uTsvangirai, it's a deserving case, ngoba uTsvangirai is a national leader. As such, uMnangagwa engumuntu osengupresident kufanele ukuthi ahambe ebona another national leader nxa esephathekile njengupresident uTsvangirai. Ayisikho mfihlo ukuthi i-economy yelizwe leyi isifa, uMnangagwa ube yi-part and parcel. Uqondile ke ukuthi ahambe ebonana loTsvangirai. UTsvangirai ngumuntu wavusa i-economy yena leyi ngesikhathi esilutshwane ube ku-government we-national unit owadlulayo. So uMnangagwa ugenuine enough to say nguye umuntu olombono wokuvusa i-economy leyi uTsvangirai amele amvakatshele emkhulumisa loba egula ethe eqeda lapho abuze ukuthi i-economy yelizwe singayivusa njani. Kungaba ngumnyama nxa ehambe ngale efuna ukuthi ebonakale engelaqiniso kulokho akwenzayo. but mina ngibona ukuthi uMnangagwa uzama ukuthi esule lokho ayembeswe khona ngabantu ukuthi uvele ulomoya omubi. Uzama ukuspika to amazwi akhe ukuthi asithiyeni okwadlulayo, sivule ipage elitsha eleZimbabwe, sisebenzeni sonke, aphume esimeni sikamgabe sokuthi nxa uku-opposition kuthiwa you are the enemy of the state, uMnangagwa mbona ngani ufuna ukuchiya khonokwana usekubonile ukuthi akwakhi lizwe, kubulali ilizwe, yikho kufikise ilizwe leZimbabwe lapha esikhona kathesi.
Mm-hmm. Kodwa kulabanye phela bathi uhambo lolu lugcine solungani luyayitshengisela uTsvangirai enganaso umuntu ophile kahle njalo engaso umuntu ongasuzangene ku-election eledlabuzane. Ungathini ngakhonokho?
Angithi yonke into nxa ibekwe laphana abantu balokhu ikhangela ngengqondo ezitshiyeneyo. Labo labo bakhululekile ukuthi ba-analyze ngendlela enjana. Lami of course ekuqaliseni ngithe ngikukhangele ngabona ngazathi ucameraman inhloso yakhe ubengafuni ukuthi abonise ubaba uTsvangirai umuntu ophilileyo, ubele njongo yokubonisa uMnangagwa njengomuntu onguye ophilileyo obonakalayo ukuthi angaba yinkokheli yakusasa. But ngathi kubona konke lokho ngathi isiqokoqela lokuqathekileyo yikuthi uMnangagwa hambe yebona enye national leader enguTsvangirai ongasoze wayidisputa ngoba ule following eningi eZimbabwe nxa ungasoze ubambane loTsvangirai kuba nzima ukubusa leli lizwe.
Hayi, siyabonga ke mnumzana Volta, ubele mpela vike enhle baba.
Siyabonga kithi.
Thank you very much. So the issue that is raising here is that maybe Mr. Mnangagwa was trying to shed off the Mugabe political shadow.
Mm-hmm.
He says is on him. So he wants to be seen to be different.
Mm-hmm.
And being seen to be different, he should be doing things in a totally different manner than what Mr. Mugabe was doing. So I think he's sort of like praising him for actually doing that.
Tinemwe mtereri mkoma Fraser Makadi.
Ndinani pa mkoma Zulu Makadi.
Aiwa tiri nani zvedu ha takugarisa ikufoni kwengo yakareba. Tipewo kungwa dzenyu.
Ah mandimata nasi vakoma. No man ndatenda hangu na gitika pane and the crew ku behind the camera.
So tenda.
Ndini ndinora panga ku visita kwaita mukuru kwakanaka chose nemutevedzeri wake former general wa asika nauye ndinoona sekuti donzo ravo guru mbere ku make sure nekutaridza ruzhinji rweZimbabwe kuti uyu haanga fiti kuita president, atingatarisira as a country kuti ano we can vote for him for the next year on 2018 general election. But of course it's like it's about problem to the opposition's supporters or something like that, because it might be that just people who are going to bat an eye one or bat an eye na your crowd. You must vote them here because it's not in power and not in my leaders are right. I think a silly problem or something like that. But I don't think to the people it's like va kwatapa ne utongi ne utungamiri we one PF. Well, they must be confused with this one. Ingori nzira nje kungoti vawane kubata ma opposition supporters kuti vapere rudo kulida yavo sovobva vatadza kuita zvinofanira kuitwa muna 2018. I think like it.
So according to Mr. Fraser, is a publicity stunt.
No, not as such, but I think it looks like that.
Hello.
Yes, I'm coming. Blessing the Kundu. I think that Kubapa and the Nona Sukuti, you know, that Kudar Kuti, Abashida Kungora Tiza Kuti, those background.
Mhm. I want to note that Skurum Koma Fraser next time at Ku Visepa Narigo Guagareb. That's Mr. Fraser there, and he's saying that, you know, it appears, you know, that maybe it was a publicity stunt. As the Americans say, if it quacks like a duck, walks like a duck, swims like a duck, then it's a duck. Tinamkoma namo goronga. Makadi mkoma namo goronga.
Tinofara makadiwo vakuru vakatibatira mishina.
Aiwa, tiri nani zvedu. Tipewo kubva
dzei.
Mukoma namo?
Halo.
Taurai zvenyu, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ya, inini mashoko angu angada kutsinhirana nevachangobva kutaura vakuti vaita kuti nyika ivone kuti vashangirai munhu wadzimbikana nemuviri. Ngatingoti kana havo vainda vachida kundoona zvechokwadi kuti vanoda kumbokurukura voneumwe sevatungamiriri vemapatovo, kuti zvinenge zvakanaka. Zvasiyana nezvataisikurukura tichiti dai vamugabe vabva pachigaro, yanga iri nyaya yekuchembera. Hatida kuti vamugabe tatingambotaura kuti vamugabe vabve nekuti varwara. Nyaya inge iri nyaya yekuchembera, saka apa ngati vanhu ngavavone kuti kurwara hakuti kufa. Saka shoko irero isu tinoramba takangomira nasave kusvika tayambuka kupinda Kenani. Norumwe rutivi varume ava vanoonawo kuti nerimwe ramazuva makasa anogona kumuka akachinja, vakazotiwo hako ingatiisuwani taimbouyavo tichimbovonana. Saka norumwe rutivi vanogadzirisavo zhira yavo kuti kana mangwana zvangoti tsedemukei nepane rumwe rutivi, ivo vanenge vagarawo vachiitwa vachitorwawo kuva vatsvene.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma namo. Goronga,
regai ndingokwanisa hangu, regai ndingotaura hangu navasawira vangu mukoma Dhoni kuti vave nezuva rakanaka.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru, tichifunga kuti vari kuzvinzwa mukoma Donald.
Zvakanaka,
tinotenda zvikuru. That's namo Goronga there. He's saying that you know, maybe Mr. Mnangagwa was also doing it with his future security in mind. If tables turn and Mr. Tsvangirai happens to be the president, you say, wow, remember,
I bet you know.
Yes, I give. Thank you.
Yeah, so let's see. There's some people that are sending messages on VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, and VOA Studio 7 Facebook pages. And one of them is Etna Mavalega Spanda, who writes, Linjan Basagazi, good program, siyabonga. Aphinda aqhubeke njalo esithi, despite all what Mr. Mnangagwa did in the past, so what he did today was very good indeed. Then Lawrence Mguti says, what did Mr. Mnangagwa did today was great. Then Usakile Liline Umatube, uthi ye, umnumzana uTsvangirai uzaphola, njalo wenza kwenkosi engaphola nje, sikhohlwe ngokuthi wake wagula. Uzobuya-ke uPollard kwakuba Maphosa uthi thina sikufunayo, what we want is a stable economy, not visits. These visits won't give us anything. And then we've got Gucci Kwalet Ncube who says about Mnangagwa before it, okunye let's read Acts 9 verse 1 to 19 about Saul's conversion. So maybe you caught that, right? Acts 9 verses 1 to 19. Yeah, so I know that you are good at these biblical verses, right?
Indeed, I did divinity.
Oh, yes. Yeah?
Yeah.
And you passed?
Oh, yes. Okay. Flying colors. As usual.
Then Molly Chavala writes, what Mr. Mnangagwa did was very good. Then Setegele Sibs says, Lalele, thank you so much, Setegele, that you are listening to the program. And then Onias Chakaba Vengesa says, what Mr. Mnangagwa did today is very good. Actually, they worked together with Mr. Tsvangirai during the government of national unity. Tsvangirai also visited Mr. Mnangagwa during his inauguration, or maybe was trying to say attended the inauguration. So at the time, he was not feeling well. Dingani Lovu says, I'm watching. Thank you, Dingani. Do you have any messages or none at all?
None at all. Maybe you can go back to our panelists.
Yes. Let's go to Makumalo. Makumalo, in brief, do you see this as a precursor to what is going to be experienced during the election campaign?
Fingers crossed, yes. But knowing the way ZANU has operated all the years that we have been, I mean, all what we've known for the past 37 years is ZANU PF machinations. So I cannot vouch for them, but I'll keep my fingers crossed that something good is going to happen. And again, you know, we are a Christian country. There's one thing that God is so good at. It is his time. He makes miracles that will leave us with our mouth wide open. So it is not nice to decide the fate of anybody when you are not God.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, and stay on the line.
Mr. Mangwana, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
And these are good vibes for this year's elections. The leaders are talking. Can this translate to grassroots politics?
Yeah, these are very good signs. It will be very, as I said before, that the president and to some extent Mr. Tsvangirai have set a tone for the supporters on the ground. Mm-hmm. You do not have any justification, moral justification or otherwise, of attacking the next guy when you're wearing the light, the wrong suit of shirt, or when your leaders are talking. Because Mr. Tamborinyoka rightly said, and Mr. Chalamba, this is not a one-off. This was a maiden rapprochement. But from here going forward, we're going to see more of these meetings. We're going to see more of the interfacing between the two leaders, just as it happens elsewhere, for example, in Great Britain, where the leader of the opposition and the incumbent are always talking, are always comparing notes, are always working, trying to get to get a consensus on issues and take account of each other's views. Even on the ground, which Honorable Kumalo can confirm, when it comes to the roadmap to the elections, the parties are talking. They use the inter-party dialogue, which a forum in which the parties also talk to that. So reaching again, finding again a consensus. These some parties have put together now a draft code of conduct for these elections. So now, in that same spirit, now that the leaders have embraced that rapprochement, they've embraced that let's work together, they've embraced that it's all about Zimbabwe, it should now go down, it should cascade down to the grassroots, to the most grassroots cadre, to say there is no point in stoning the next guy, there's no point in burning the property of the next guy, there's no point in attacking the next guy, even verbally. Let's talk, let's debate, let's discuss. We are Zimbabweans. All we want is what's good for our country.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mangwana. Gibbs?
Yeah, we've got more people that are sending their messages. One of them is Christ Grant, who says, watching you from Botswana,
mm-hmm.
What Mr. Idi Mnangagwa did shows that he's a true gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
Winston Pines Zirawa says, I salute Comrade Idi Mnangagwa. Then we've got Oliver Chibondo, who says, if we look at other democracies in the world, opposing leaders do meet for both social and national business. The problems of many of us in Zimbabwe is that we have never seen this happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then Imelda Chiekigs says, that's true, Mr. Chibondo. That is Oliver, who has said something about these democracies.
Mm-hmm.
And then Musa Mupinyi says, Zimbabweans, we need a new chapter, no chess games.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting there. Unfortunately, we have run out of time. Time is not our best ally. So we want to take this opportunity to thank you, Honorable Tabitha Kumalo, for joining us this evening. Thank you. And we also want to thank Mr. Nick Mangwana, the ZANU-PF chairperson for the UK province. Thanks for joining us. Thanks also to our viewers, our listeners, those who sent messages on Facebook and WhatsApp. And of course, we do not want Gibbs to forget our crew behind the scenes, our engineers and producer, for a job well done as usual. And it being a Friday, thank you so much. And we hope to be together on Monday. I'm Blessing Zulu saying, have a blessed weekend.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying, enjoy the weekend. Bye-bye.